George Carey, the Archbishop of Canterbury, is stepping down as the spiritual leader of the world's 70 million Anglicans. Carey ushered in a new age for the Anglican Church with the ordination of women priests in 1994. From London, NPR's Julie McCarthy has more.
The son of a hospital porter, Carey became the first Archbishop of modern times without an Oxford or Cambridge degree. Former Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher tapped him to become the senior bishop of the Church of England in 1991. Carey is known more for his clear-headed management of the church than his charisma, but he did inspire a quiet confidence. His man of the people manner was much in evidence as he led a memorial service at St. Paul's days after the September 11th terror attacks.
Friends of mine who were caught up in the devastation of the Twin Towers describe how great clouds of smoke and dust billowed towards them suddenly.
The leader of the worldwide Anglican Communion urged Muslims not to succumb to Osama bin Laden's calls for jihad, while Carey appeared on the Arabic Al Jazeera network to urge all faiths to unite against terrorism. He also criticized the aggressiveness of the bombing campaign on Afghanistan. Carey also tended to the tens of millions of Anglicans overseas, especially in Africa, where the church is growing the fastest. His hard line on such things as human sexuality, especially homosexuality, drew converts abroad. It did little, though, to attract the British back to the fold. Still, women now account for 1 in 5 of the Church of England's 2,000 priests. Labour MP Frank Field credits Carey for holding the church together during the recriminations that followed the ordination of women.
The issue of women priests has been the most significant change since the Reformation, and he's done all that successfully. And of course, that agenda now has to be seen forward, and his successor will have to see the coming in this country of women bishops.
Yet the Church of England does seem out of the cultural mainstream of Britain. As church attendance continues to fall, religious affairs writer Paul Vallely says the biggest challenge for Carey's successor will be making the church relevant to British society.
The really important task now is to try and reconnect the church and its values to those of wider society. Issues like public spending, how much of our taxes should be spent on what, more prominent views on issues like asylum seekers and refugees and relations with the third world debt, cloning, embryo research. Those are the things it should be talking to society about.
Carey remains in his post until the end of the year, at which time the country's secular head of government, the Prime Minister, recommends to the Queen the next Archbishop of Canterbury. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, London.